I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Your tits, Dunkin' Donuts.
What is up, guys? Happy Friday. It is T. Kyle here, and welcome to another weekend chat. What a week it has been. What a 24 hours it has been. Okay, so today, before I start, I just want to give a special shout out to a couple people who have listened on podcasts. They're new to the weekend chats that I've been doing, and they gave me a compliment, or they just sent me a DM, or they said something to me or texted me. Jay Moore, my coworker Laura, Annie, Taryn, Lauren, a couple people who have stood out to me this week who were, I don't want to say like I was surprised to hear from, but I didn't know who was listening. I didn't know who was going to find this when I started posting about it. And I was nervous as hell to do it. I was nervous to make this more accessible. I was nervous for more people to listen because you guys know I probably care about what people think about me a little too much, but I'm getting better at it. And so it was just cool to hear from a couple of these people who, you know, were a pleasant surprise. I was like, oh, you found my podcast? That was cool to hear. And so I just want to give you guys a shout out. Shout out to anyone who's listening on Spotify, anyone who's listening on Apple Podcasts. And as always, hello to everyone here on YouTube who can see me. I am wearing a crystal necklace today for good energy. My hair, I tried making it look cute today because I just felt like, you know, sometimes to get yourself going, you got to do something good for yourself, you know, like put on a cute necklace and do your hair so that you feel cute. It's one of those mornings. It's gloomy here in New York City. It has been a gloomy day. It has been a gloomy 48 hours for most people. If you are paying attention to what is going on in the news, in our culture, in our media, in our world, I work in media, so I don't really have a choice to tune out. I have to be aware of things that are going on. It's part of my job. It's part of working in social media. You have to be attentive to everything and kind of know what the conversation is. And it's been an interesting, actually no, scrap that word. I have been disgusted for the past 48 hours. Let me just have a sip of my not sponsored Dunkin' Donuts, large iced coffee, one sweet and low, splash of almond milk because I'm on a diet. Not sponsored. Speaking of Dunkin' Donuts, did you guys see the little announcement that they made? That they are no longer calling themselves Dunkin' Donuts. So, great. There goes my amazing theme song that I worked so freaking hard on and is now ruined. Actually, it's not ruined. They'll always be Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, like, are they pulling an IHOB? You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's still gonna call it DD. Everyone's still gonna call it Dunks or, like, whatever it is that they call it. I don't know. I just think it's a weird, it just doesn't make sense. But I guess they got more promo out of it. I don't know. I just feel like it is really expensive to rebrand your company. And if you're going to rebrand, it should be for something more of a reason. I don't know. Like, it doesn't feel like it, what are you going to spend all this money on new signs? Like, that's such a waste of money. You don't need to. Bring back the pork roll and cheese, bitch. We don't need new signs. Bring back the fucking pork roll and cheese. Anyway, not sponsored. I'm done talking about them. I don't get any money from them. Anyway, so there's that. And what am I shaking my tits to this week? Which I even feel weird saying that today because I just want everyone to know that I don't say that in a way that's supposed to be demeaning or sound like I'm, you know, insulting women. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I've talked about that before where I almost stopped like saying that in here because I didn't want anyone to think that I was being like, you know, disrespectful or whatever. It really literally is just from, I used to get made fun of for having man boobs as a kid when I was fat. And so I always just was like even in college, I'd be like, yeah, I'm shaking my tits. Like, blah, blah. It was like my way of making something funny out of, you know, hurt. So I've just always said, yeah, I'm shaking my tits because like I've got fucking man boobs and I'm fat, getting fat again. So whatever. So I just shake them. Why not? So anyway, this is embarrassing for me to admit, but there's a song that's stuck in my head by Rita Ora. Okay, so the song is called For You, and it's from like 50 Shades of Flop or whatever that movie is, and it's not really like a shake. It's more of like a throw and like whip your tits moment. It's just like slow motion hair flipping, you know what I mean? Like a nice like standing strong in the wind and just letting your wig fly. I don't know, anyway. So there's that, and then it kind of reminds me of Battlefield by Jordan Sparks. And so because of that, I've also been on a Jordan Sparks kick, Queen of Pop, Walking on Snow, No Air, Battlefield, One Step at a Time, all bops. Anyway, so that's my music recommendation for the week. And next up, let's chat about something. I'm gonna be brief on this, not because I don't care, but because it makes me really angry, and I know that if I keep talking too much about it, I'm gonna start getting infuriated. And if I get infuriated, then it's gonna ruin my entire day, and my entire day yesterday was already ruined, and I didn't sleep. I went to bed at like 5:30, and I didn't wanna wake up, and I didn't wanna sit and do this. So yesterday's hearing, I thought, was one of the craziest things I've ever watched. I think Republicans are disgusting. I think they should be ashamed of themselves, just what they're willing to cover up to get a Supreme Court nominee through before midterm elections, I just think is disgraceful. And I am at a point now where I don't care what you are, what party you're affiliated with, I don't want anyone in public office who is not there to work for the people and work for you and work for me and work for people who need help and people who need healthcare and people who need jobs and better wages and safety. And, you know, like, I'm just done. Like, I'm so done. And if you are not registered to vote, you need to do it this weekend because we're almost 30 days out. And it's insane to me because I genuinely thought the 2008 election, which is I had just turned voting age at that point, I honestly thought that that was the last time we were gonna have to deal with this bullshit. I really thought everything would progress and our public officials would be in it for the people, and that that was a shift in society, and in, like, I was wrong. I don't want to have my younger siblings going through this. Like, I have a younger sister, she's a woman now. Like, this is just disgusting. And if you, let me briefly make my point. My point is the Republican Party has controlled both houses of Congress since 2014. If you are angry about the state of affairs, if you are angry about not having healthcare, if you are angry about job security, if you are a woman and you are not guaranteed paid maternity leave, or if you're a man and you're not guaranteed paid paternity leave, if you're not guaranteed sick leave, if you are mad that your wage hasn't changed, if you're mad that you don't have safety protections in your workplace or you're being discriminated against, if you're mad about anything that is going on at all, anywhere, that is who to blame. And I'm not saying that because I don't believe in this whole, like, you guys know, I don't go around being like, I'm a proud this, or I'm part of this party, or blah, blah, blah. No, I'm like, I feel like I'm just a regular person who, you know, wants to find solutions and wants better, fairer situations and a better, fairer country for everyone. Like, I don't care what you celebrate, what you worship, what you, like, who you sleep with. Like, I don't care. I'm just pointing out the facts here. Like, the fact of the matter is, this is who has been in charge since 2014. If you're mad about all of this, that's who to blame. Quit blaming all the other shit, because that is who has had control of making change. You want better healthcare? They haven't fixed it. It's been 4 years they've controlled Congress. Nothing has been fixed. So in November 6th. I hope you're out there voting. I'm doing an absentee ballot because I don't trust the machines. I've always done an absentee ballot because I don't trust the machines. Also, I did want to just give you guys a recommendation because I do know how overwhelming all of this stuff can be. It has been wild every single day. And I do follow a woman. Her name is Elizabeth Cronus McLaughlin. She is on Facebook. She's also on Patreon. I donate to her Patreon to support her because I find her videos to be really educational and really informative. And she does a daily live stream Monday through Friday where she just does a, you know, 12 to 20 minute quick video where she just runs down the news. She tells you everything you need to know. She defines legal terms that are confusing, or she gives definitions to things that, you know, I mean, I've learned so much in the past year just from watching her videos. And so I support her and her team that is doing this effort. It's called Resistance Live. So if I don't watch the news stuff, I don't watch the pundits and the talking heads. I think they're all full of shit. I think they all should shut the fuck up. I just want facts. I just want details. I just want definitions. I just want, give it to me straight. And she does that. So if you are also interested in a resource there, I highly recommend it. And then lastly on this point, because I have deleted Twitter, Tweetbot, and Facebook off my phone this morning, so I have no idea if anything new has happened in the past 3 hours, so I'm not going to speak about specifics. But I do have a theory, allegedly what I think is going on right now, and I've talked about sharing that full experience. It's just such a big web at this point. But ultimately, I this is my opinion. I do believe that they are trying to stack the Supreme Court in advance of cases and crimes that will come to light from the Mueller investigation, and they're trying to stack the court to protect themselves. That is what I believe. It is similar to what happened in Watergate, where the Supreme Court decided, hey, you gotta release these tapes to the public. And then we all know what happened. Nixon resigned. It was the end of that. And then in the wake of that, a lot of people went to jail. A lot of new laws were made. There's a really good podcast, by the way, called Slow Burn. And season one talks about Watergate. It was really good. I was very into it. I still have like 2 episodes left, but because I'm saving like 1 a week for when I go on my walks. But that's what I think is happening. I think they're trying to ram this through because they know that there's going to be cases and crimes of monumental degrees, in my opinion, that will reach the Supreme Court. And they need someone in there who's going to just be a compromised vote. That's just what I believe. It's just, there's no explanation otherwise. Any normal functioning government would wait for their citizens to vote in a month. Literally, it's a month away, 30 days away, 4 weeks. That's nothing. They would wait. They would see what the constituents want, who they want representing them, and then they would wait for the new Congress to go in January and pick a new court. And that's not happening. They're literally trying to ram it through in 3 weeks before an election. So it just screams guilt to me. An innocent group wouldn't do that. They would want to do what you and I and the rest of the voting public would want. But anyway, that is really, I think, all I'm gonna talk about that on here because I think we're all overwhelmed. And speaking of being overwhelmed, I think it is important to practice self-care. And so I thought I would chat about that a little bit because I'm honestly awful at it. And I have had a pretty, I would say depressive week. I kind of felt like the beginning of this week, I felt like something was off and I had this intuitive feeling of something bad is incoming. And that has happened a couple times in my life. I've told you guys about how I've been intuitive before in certain situations. Unfortunately in situations where like people have passed away, I've had dreams in advance of certain things. And it is, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to explain it. I have had dreams that have almost like premonition dreams where I've predicted things that have happened in my life just a few days later. Just weird shit. I don't really know how to explain it. But the beginning of this week, I had an intuitive feeling that this was not going to be a good week, and I was trying to shake it off. I was like, no, just like focus on your new projects and blah, 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 blah. And sure enough, the end of this week has really just taken a whoop. So I have been playing a lot of Minecraft. I'm playing Minecraft again. It's like my form of self-care is video games at this point. And if you guys don't play Minecraft, it's so addicting and it's so relaxing. I set up a little house on this little beach and there's sea turtles and dolphins and I just mine and I'm building this new house and it's just so cute. You know what? The little things, right? Also, the other day, I put up a Vine thread on my Instagram because I felt like I needed a jolt of energy to get out of bed and to tackle the day. And I knew that by getting myself to laugh, I could, like, you know, switch my mood up, and it really did help. I just spammed a thread of like 25 vines on my Instagram account, and I left it up as a highlight at the top of my Instagram page. So if you go to instagram.com/t.kyle, it is the first one. It says vines on it. And if you click it, it is just a feed of vines. And it's like my new thing now that I'm just gonna leave there for moments where I know I need a laugh. I'm just gonna click that and I know I will laugh, especially the vine where the girl's like, "Hello," that's my favorite one. See, there you go. I just made myself laugh today. So if you need a laugh today, you can check that out. If you are a TV person and you need something to watch, 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. I'm like, what? It's literally the longest title of a show ever. Angela is next level. Also, Tarek's girlfriend is a scammer the house girl. She scares the shit out of me. Like, her confessionals, she'll literally be like, "And the beach was beautiful. I was so happy." And you're just like, it feels like she's gonna kill somebody. So there's her. And then Queen Darcy and that ponytail that she always clips on her head. Girl, oh my God, my favorite part of this whole season so far was when they were in the pizzeria and they started fighting and he's like, "Why don't you post it on social media?" And she's like, "Maybe I will post it on social media." And they start screaming at each other and she says her like, "Is it fake? Is that ponytail fake? Do we know? Does anybody know if Darcy's ponytail is fake? I just want to change my Twitter name to @Darcy's ponytail. Because I don't understand what's happening with it, but it's fierce. And I think it's a wig, but like, or something, but I don't think it is. Because then she went to the hairdresser and they took her hair down and it was all like really long. I don't know. So I also need to catch up on that too, because TLC, your website and your app, like what, my coworkers witnessed this the other day. I was trying to watch one scene of 90 Day Fiancé and I fast forwarded and I got 5 minutes of ads and I was like, okay. And then the scene happened and I wanted to just like rewind 30 seconds and watch something else and like make a gif of Angela. I rewound. I literally went like, ooh, 5 minutes of ads. So I was like, okay, this has to be a glitch. Waited and then went back again. I literally moved the mouse like two pixels on the screen. 5 minutes of ads again. That's 15 fucking minutes of ads. I was just trying to watch like a minute of your show. What? It's garbage. So I might have to buy it on iTunes just so that I don't have to deal with that. Is it worth $25? Honestly, yes. So I might start making 90 Day Fiancé gifts because I need a laugh and I need something to get through life. And the last time I went through a dark period like this, reality TV GIFs was born. So I don't know, maybe reality TV GIFs needs to come back, but I have another project that I'm working on that's also taking up all of my time. Maybe I'm overworked, I don't know. What else was I gonna recommend? Oh, and then lastly for my recommendations, because I feel like I'm trying to cover the spectrum of what people may be interested in. Video games, music, apps, TV, you know, on the go, at home, anything, right? The last one, and I recommend this to everyone I talk to, and I've recommended this long time ago. I want to say at this point, probably a year ago on my weekend chats, the Calm app on iPhone. I think they might be on Android too, but it's just called Calm, and it's like this little blue icon, and it's a meditation app, and you can subscribe for, I think, a month, 3 months, a year. I don't know. I bought an entire year subscription. Again, this is my second year using it. And I find it so helpful. I mean, I love, you get to pick your background music, so it can be a nature sound or like some like floating earth music. And there's meditations and there's commuting ones, which are really good if you're on the subway or if you're driving. No, don't listen if you're driving, sorry. If you're on a bus or if you're on a train or if you're walking, there's ones, there's sleep ones, and then they have sleep stories. So if you just can't get to sleep and you feel like your mind is racing, it's really good to just put one of these on and try and focus on it, and then you'll fall asleep. So those are my recommendations for this week, and I feel like I need to fix my camera. It's a little high. I haven't even had most of my coffee yet. See, it's like, oh, I didn't sip and win. Did I sip and win? Let's see if I sip and won. 25% off Fanatics. No. I feel like that's really it for this week. I don't know. I'm just sort of, part of me feels like, oh, just ignore everything and then you'll feel fine. And then the other part of me is like, no, you can't ignore everything because that's not responsible and you need to be paying attention because you are a person of privilege. I'm white, I'm a man, and I need to be paying attention to this kind of shit, and I need to be actively working in support of these women and these people who need help. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just need to wake up on November 7th and just, I really hope that, like, I'm just so sick of this nonsense bullshit. Like, if they all need to go, they all need to go. But just get people in there who get shit done. Like, nothing's getting done. I just don't get it. And it's crazy because I know a couple of local, more like council level people here in the city who have been elected, and they're like getting shit done in like the local arena. Let's vote them up. Like, they know how to get shit done. Like, let's move them into our Congress because nothing's happening. Nothing's getting done at all. Nothing. Nothing has gotten done. Don't listen to the bullshit. Like, literally nothing is, there's been no accomplishments. Like, in the past 2 years, all that has happened is rich people, which I don't know about you, but that ain't me, have gotten tax breaks and the stock market has climbed. I'm not invested in stocks. I don't have a job that gives me a 401k. I'm not rich. So I don't know about you, but I'm, you know, that's not helping me. That's not helping a majority of people I know don't have stocks investments. They don't have jobs that provide 401ks. They don't have, so none of that matters. They're not rich. Like, they need healthcare. They need better wages. They need protections at their jobs. They need paid sick days. We don't have fucking paid, like, the United States does not guarantee paid sick days. It boggles my mind. Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking snap. I'm gonna go off if I keep talking about all this. Register to vote today. Send out for an absentee ballot if you need to. Do early voting if you need to. If you are a manager, if you're a boss or whatever, let your employees take off on election day. Let them vote. Let them, you know, get a paid day. Anyway, I feel like that's all for this week. It's gloomy out. It is gross. This is not a fun weekend chat for me to do today, but I just wanted to say hello and check in. And thank you again to everyone who's watching on watching on YouTube. Hi, and listening on podcasts. I will see you guys next week. Hopefully, there'll be some good news at some point. I just want to go live in my Minecraft world. There's literally no one else. There's sea turtles that live outside of my house. There's dolphins that live outside of my house. It's quiet. I have a beachfront view with a view of the sunset. Ugh. Could you imagine that? They probably will make it where there's like VR for Minecraft where you can literally live inside your world. Ugh, I'm never gonna wanna come back. When they start doing like all this crazy technology shit, like in that movie Black Mirror, or not movie, the TV series Black Mirror, when like you can teleport, you can like die and then like live in like different worlds. Oh, shit, so crazy. It's never gonna happen, but wouldn't it be so cool? I would wanna go back to 2007. Anyway, bye for real. Bye, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.